show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, here's a little more of the idea, the type of people Tim Walz and his wife are. Let's just, let's start with clip 13. First, here's his wife, Gwen, talking about criminals. Basically, they should never go to jail. They should never be punished. You should be able to commit as many crimes as you want and continue to get second chances. How's that going? That's what she says here in clip 13.
And having a chance every day. Like, how many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
Oh, that criminals be prosecuted? Think about what she said. As many chances as you need. So if you commit 100 crimes, I just need another chance. If you commit 1,000 crimes, I just need another chance. How does that argument work for, I don't know, the rapist? Man goes out, rapes a woman. I just need another chance. Okay. Goes out, rapes a second woman. I just need another chance. Okay. Goes out, rapes a third woman. Hey, I just need another chance. Okay. Goes out, rapes 3 women in the same night. Hey, I just need another chance. Okay. That's the Walz logic. Here she seems to be having a moment of pleasure while the BLM riots were going on in Minnesota in clip 12.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
I could smell the bodies burning, and I liked it. Wow. Quite an admission. So, criminals should get as many chances as they want, and I like the smell of napalm in the morning. Smell that, boys? That's the bodies burning. Seems like a nice gal. Now, there's something else going on here that I'm going to explain coming up in the next segment. But first, here's a citizen of Minnesota to tell you what it was really like when these riots were going on under Governor Walz in clip 19.
Hello, everybody. Let me tell you about Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. He's bad as they come, far super left. He allowed the city of St. Paul and Minneapolis to burn down to the ground on the George Floyd lie. They destroyed St. Paul. They destroyed my community. They destroyed Minneapolis. Many lives was lost. Many minority businesses was destroyed. It was a coordinated effort how they had everything going. They had Black Lives Matter there. They had Antifa there. They allowed them to run the city free range. They told the police officers to stand down. Down the street, me and other residents was taking down tag numbers. We handed over to the St. Paul Police Department. Nothing never came about it. And it was a coordinated attack on everybody in those cities. They had everything set up. I had to sit out on my front porch with my ARs and all my guns to protect my family, protect our property, because that governor would not do his damn job. And I'm going to tell you, it was like a war zone. 4 nights, you could hear helicopters hovering, smoke filled the air, sirens going off daily. They didn't do a damn thing. And she picked him as vice president. Let me tell you another hitch on that. Kamala Harris even sponsored the Freedom Fund to get those people, bail them out of jail once they got captured. They working together to destroy America. Do not let them fool you. They do not care about you or our American way of life or our freedom. Thank you.
Yeah, let's just see. Let's just see how this really goes. Let's see. I don't think we've seen the deepest of the dirt when it comes to Tim Walz, by the way. I think there's going to be some worse stuff that comes out about him. And then, you know, Kamala Harris can only hide from the media for so long. By the way, has anybody seen Joe Biden lately? Where the hell is the president of the United States? You know, that's kind of a story in and of itself, isn't it?
How's it going? going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
They're living NPCs. They are literally brainwashed minions.
I'm sorry, but that's just hilarious. I'm trying not to just burst out into laughter here. Because that is...
But that's a real picture, guys. That's just an artist rendition of the real picture. You guys can put the real picture up, too, if you want. Or I've got it on the dot cam here. No, this is what turns out for liberals. This is what turns out for Harris. It's... Can you imagine an army of Beavis and Buttheads? Army of Beavis and Buttheads for Harris. Army of NPCs for Harris. That's what you've got. NPCs for Harris. They're out. They're out there. All right. Let me explain something here. There was an awkward moment on the stage last night when Harris and Imhoff are up there, and then they introduce Waltz and his wife. So I'm just going to play this video and see what you notice, and then I'm going to break it down and tell you what I think is going on here. And there's some other anecdotal evidence that might support this theory. So this is when they're all on the stage, and there's a bit of a strange, awkward moment here in clip 14. He's hugging his wife with a handshake, strange handshake. Now here he goes in for Imhoff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, buddy. Oh, look at, oh yeah. Look at raging glue. And then fake kiss with Imhoff and Kamala.
Now look, when you get old enough as a human being, and maybe you've been around some married couples, happily married couples, you've been around some unhappily married couples, you've seen couples that are good together, bad together, whatever, they stay together. It's you've seen a lot of things in relationships the older you get. And you can tell. There's a vibe, there's an energy, there's body language. And you can tell when it's a couple that's really in love or a couple that just maybe gets along well, good chemistry, whatever. And then you can tell when it's just totally fake or not good. You can just tell. This is a big tell. This moment is a big tell. Who shakes their wife's hand like that? And then what is that weird hug deal? Now, you can tell there's nothing between Kamala and Imhoff. You can tell there's nothing. There's no spark, there's no chemistry, there's no natural flow. So I don't know what the deal is. Well, I think I know what the deal is now with their marriage. But this is a telling moment. Now here's what's going on. This is going to be the girl boss presidency. That's what this is all about. It's all about the girl boss presidency. Gwen probably runs the house and runs Walt's life. Just like Kamala runs Imhoff's life. Now, what I think is going on, and maybe I'm reaching, I think these are two gay men whose women run their lives. That's what I think is going on. It might be something even more sordid with Tim Walz, but it always starts with homosexuality. That's like the gateway drug to other sexual desires, let's say, is if you're willing to put it in another man's anus, you're probably willing to do some other stuff. I think after seeing this video, I think Walz and Imhoff are gay. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that, but come out of the closet. Where's your gay pride? Why are you up here pretending to be married to these women that run your lives, these girl bosses? This is the girl boss presidency. And I wouldn't be surprised if Harris went with Walz because his wife is so radical and actually runs things. Yeah, there's that. What do you guys think? Am I crazy with this one? The crew, be my guardrails here. Yeah. Oh, okay. So they say this is AOC and her husband in 30 years. Exactly. Walz, yeah. Walz denies the kiss. Well, it's just a weird hug. Like, what even is that? And then, but then, oh, when Imhoff and Walz, oh, man, you can tell there's some, whew. Now, Imhoff gets so erotic there, he has to shake it off. Did you guys see that? Imhoff gets so turned on from the Walz hug, he literally has to, like, shake it off. He's like, he gets, like, the, you know, he gets the butterflies there. Yeah, I mean, they might have, you know, they had a little bit of a moment. So he has to shake it off. He was so overwhelmed with intense passion, he had to shake it off and, like, reground himself. Like, oh, my gosh, oh, Walz, oh. I think these are gay men, and this is the girl boss presidency. Gwen Walz will be the one that's really running things. They're just, Tim is just the front man to appeal to the white man hunting veteran. It's totally fake. But really, homosexuality, sodomy, is the gateway sexual act towards much more sordid activities. I don't know. Maybe this one's crazy. The crew agrees. I don't want to say I'm leaning into a video with reaching conclusions, but I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Those are gay men. I just don't understand why they're hiding, why they're in the closet. Come out as gay, Tim, or whatever you are. Whatever you're into. You know, Walz... There's a whole thread on this, by the way. Tim Walz signed a bill. This is from Dark Hagel. Tim Walz signed a bill redefining the term sexual orientation to include pedophiles. Really? Here's the actual bill. Some is striked out here. I don't know if that's striked out because they struck it from the bill or if what the deal is. We'll read this whole thing, and you guys can pull it up. From the bill, sexual orientation means having or being perceived as having an emotional, physical, or sexual attachment to another person without regard to the sex of that person, or having or being perceived as having an orientation for such attachment, or having being perceived as having a self-image or identity not traditionally associated with one's biological maleness or femaleness. Sexual orientation does not include a physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult. In this amendment, Fink crossed out the section that expressly precluded pedophiles from falling under the definition of sexual orientation. In the old bill, the definition sexual orientation delineated which people were protected under the Minnesota Human Rights Statute, making it a violation to discriminate against those falling under that definition. This old definition explicitly excluded pedophiles through the addition of this phrase to the definition, sexual orientation, but does not include a physical 1.20 or sexual attachment to children by an adult. The bill then passed. The committee was adopted. The most disturbing part of this bill is that it went through multiple revisions, and in every single revision, they kept the pedophile exclusion crossed out. Here's the final version of the bill with the law and the language taken out. They didn't want to separate the poor pedophiles, or as they like to call them, minor attracted people, from the rest of the sexual orientations. Yeah. Anyway, just a thing. Just a thing. What else is on Tim Walz's record that we have here? Let's see. We got a stack of it. Tim Walz. These are the positives, by the way. By the way, does this look like a straight man to you? I mean, Elton John couldn't pose in such a fabulous way. Yeah. Tim Walz, I'm sure. He's as straight as they come, man. He is just a normal heterosexual man that likes hunting and guns. Yeah, totally. Totally relatable. And that pedophile bill is nothing to be concerned about. This was a positive. They had his positives on MSNBC for Tim Walz. Record as governor. Established universal background checks, red flag rules. Now you have to understand the dangers of these, which is, and see, liberals don't understand action, reaction, or choice consequence. But really, the red flag laws would apply to liberals. They're deranged. They're the psychotics. They're the ones that shouldn't be near guns. But no, they have a Second Amendment right too. But we all know what they really want to use red flag laws for. It's to disarm you. Codified abortion rights. So Minnesota is an abortion state. Very nice. They like to kill their children. The Joker would like that. This is all, it's Tim Walz. It's like the Joker in the beginning. Is it Batman Begins, or what is the Batman movie with Jack Nicholson as the Joker? Batman 89? Or it might just be Batman. I don't know. Well, so yeah, it's at the beginning. He is the Joker. Tim Walz looks like Jack Nicholson is the Joker. I mean, this is crazy. It's like him waltzing in at the beginning. Legalized marijuana for adult use. Okay. Expanded paid family leave for state workers. Signed a law to expand eligibility for driver's licenses regardless of immigration status. In other words, a non-citizen, an illegal alien, can get a driver's license. In other words, a criminal that's not even a citizen can get a driver's license. Oh, look, it's two gay men surrounding Kamala Harris. Nice record. Strong. Vaccine incentive program for Minnesotans 5 to 11 years old. This man would pay you to inject your child with a poison. $200 Visa gift cards to all Minnesota families who get their kids age 5 to 11 years old fully vaccinated in January and February. That was in 2022, even after it was well known the side effects and well known that COVID barely affects children. But he'd pay you $200 to poison your kid. That's right out of the Joker's playbook, isn't it? Snopes does a fact check on the flag issue. This is hilarious. You can't even make this up. Andrew Torba posts, it was just like we did, where we put the new Minnesota flag next to the Somalian flag. And, I mean, it's Somali flag 2.0. No, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz did not change the state flag to resemble Somalia's national flag. But then they put the actual images right next to each other. And it's like, wait, what?
It's like, no, Tim Walz is not a white man in a camo hat. And then there's a picture of him, a white man in a camo hat. But listen to their final declaration that this is a falsehood. I'm reading directly from Snopes. They probably don't like J.D. Vance, if you know why. They're big into cats. What's that disease you get from the cat poop, guys? Hypoplasmosis or something? They've got the cat poop disease. False. Minnesota is home to the largest number of Somali Americans in the country, but any similarities between the new flag and the Somali flag are pure coincidence. Ah. Says the toxoplasmosis Snopes. And they put the two flags right next to each other. It's a spitting image. You might want to get the toxoplasmosis taken care of. Maybe, you know, we should help them out with that. Is there, can you cure yourself or do you have to detox? What do you do with that? They're like in a perpetual state of toxoplasmosis. Man, these people. These are freaks on the left, aren't they? Just total freaks. They aired this rally last night on Joe Biden's YouTube channel that has 890 followers, apparently. And it had 565 people watching live. Wow. Big numbers. Big numbers. Couldn't even get 1,000 on your live. Nice. By the way, I think the American left needs to know that Tim Walz is very pro-Israel. I think the American left, and I think the Somali community and the Arab community that's in Minnesota and Michigan really need to know. Glenn Greenwald reporting with the receipts. Tim Walz has the same Israel views as Biden, Kamala, and Shapiro, but the DNC left, who have been screaming genocide for 10 months, are completely full of crap. They were always going to not only vote Democrat, but cheer for them. It was a question of how they justify it. JCRC, that's the Jewish Community Relations Council, applauds Governor Tim Walz's pro-Israel record and stalwart friendship with the Jewish community. Walz has spoken forcefully in support of Israel and against anti-Semitism. Are you hearing this, left? Are you hearing this, little Somalia? Are you hearing this, Minnesota? Are you hearing this, Michigan, Dearborn, Hammock? Or is it Hamtrak? What is the name of that state? I think it's Hammock or Hamtrak. Are you hearing this, anti-Israel left? Are you hearing this, anti-Jew left? Tim Walz, pro-Israel record, stalwart friendship with the Jewish community, speaks forcefully in support of Israel and against anti-Semitism. You guys, do you know this? You're not distracted by the camo hat, are you? You're not distracted by the camo hat. All right, let's play some cringe Kamala as we get close to the break. Here's an entire 60 seconds, and you could go for, I mean, it's over years. Kamala changing her accent, changing her cadence, changing her body language like a chameleon, trying so hard over the years to sound genuine, trying so hard over the years to just be as real as she can, and she can't fake it enough. So she just keeps trying. Now she's going all out Obama. So here's just an example of how it's all changed over the years, clip four.
I said to the congressman, I didn't know he could preach like that.
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, as they say, they not like us.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
So what we're going to cook today
okay. Is
an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You are Indian.
Yes. Yes.
So we're both Indian.
Yes.
But actually, we're both South Indian.
Yes. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman. So
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
Ooh, this is a reveal.
I've never been asked that. Ooh. I did.
Kentucky.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's. I said to the congressman, I didn't know he could preach like that.
Yep.
What, yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets.
What will she come out with next? What will be? It's the Obama. It's full on Obama now. She's been studying Obama's body language. She's been studying Obama's delivery, her his tone, cadence. So it's always just the phoniest thing you can imagine. Maybe she'll put on a camo hat and white face soon and go do a rally in Ohio. She might as well at this point. And by the way, the strategy for Kamala moving forward with these rallies is obvious now. We'll get into that coming up. But you know, how about some more? How about some more cringe Kamala? By the way, I think the left needs to see this too. The anti-law and order, anti-police left. Wow, listen to what Kamala says in clip 11.
You know, the power I have as a prosecutor is that with a swipe of my pen, I can charge someone with a misdemeanor, the lowest level offense possible. And by virtue of that swipe of my pen, you will have to go to a courthouse and stand in line. You will have to come out of pocket and hire an attorney. You may get arrested for a few hours. You will be embarrassed in your community. You will miss time from coming onto the Google campus. All because with the swipe of my pen, I've charged you with a crime, which I may choose to dismiss 2 weeks later. It's an incredible amount of power.
She loves power, doesn't she? Can you imagine the abuses of power if she becomes president? This diversity hire, this girl boss, this communist, this power-hungry phony. Yeah, we got more. All right, it's tough. I could do this all day, and we probably will, just to really emphasize what an absolute phony this woman is. What do we have in clip 22? Go ahead.
And as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch.
In the chicken wing arms and limp wrists. What is that?
Turn that off.
You know, you can cackle and fake your way through a lot of things in American politics. It's true. Kamala is the living proof. You can hawk Tua and then cackle all your way to the White House, but not as president and not when you're running a presidential campaign. So this is a true test. There's never been a bigger phony to make it this far in American politics. She can't even fake it. She has no charisma. So you can only hide from the press for so long. You can only hide from interviews for so long. Let's see if she ever really wants to actually debate Donald Trump. It's like, man, it's such a... part of me is like, I don't even want to see it. It's like, I don't want to see Mike Tyson beat up a midget. But, I mean, that's basically what it is. Kamala Harris is an intellectual midget. She's a political midget. So how do you even look good if you go in there and dominate in a debate? How can you even look good? Or maybe you just let Kamala talk and embarrass herself like you did with Biden. I don't know what the strategy is, but will Kamala even show up? Maybe she's the one avoiding.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? You going to let this scum rule over you? It's time to break their will. It's time to say, I don't care what the hell you do to me. And I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
Obviously, silver is doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Well, if you like this show, I hope you will support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just one reason to shop at InfoWarsStore.com to support the show and keep us on air. The other reason is because we have great products at a great price. And right now, the Save InfoWars Mega Sale is going on. Now, you can look at stories all day. In fact, there was another story I saw in the headlines today about how buses are now, they're signing laws that school buses have to have defibrillators on them. So it's this growing trend. And so that's fine. Having a defibrillator on a school bus is good. And having a defibrillator at a high school athletic center is good, but this is all in response to the growing number of cardiac events that children are having, which is completely unheard of before. And then they injected them with a heart-stopping vaccine, and now here we are. They have to put defibrillators everywhere where children are. Nonetheless, the point is, what are you doing for cardiovascular health? What are you doing for heart health? Because even before these clot shots came out, it was still a number one issue, specifically heart issues for men. So there's all kinds of things that lead to this. But the conclusion is you need to be doing something for your cardiovascular health. And we have great options at InfoWarsStore.com, like Nitric Boost, 40% off right now, Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com, or VasoBeat Complete. Now, both of these products are great for your heart health. Nitric Boost comes in a capsule. VasoBeat is a liquid tincture of basically it's just concentrated beet juice. And I actually like VasoBeat. I prefer VasoBeat. I take enough capsules every day. I don't need to add two more. So I take VasoBeat. It's really easy. You mix it with water. You can even mix it with your vitamin mineral fusion, or you can just take it straight. If you like the taste of beets, then you'll probably even like it. But it's strong. I mean, this is a highly concentrated formula. It's no joke. And so you can do the research. The power of beets when it comes to nitrates, when it comes to cardiovascular health, when it comes to blood flow. And so that's why we made this concentrated formula, VasoBeat Complete, InfoWarsStore.com. But what are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We've got two great options at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Nitric Boost, 40% off, or VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. Take your pick. Do something for your cardiovascular health and support InfoWars by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com today. Okay. Tell you what, let's figure this out. What is going on with Joe Biden? The Disappearing Act. There's never been a less present president than Joe Biden. And I guess he's just completely given up. He doesn't even bother faking it or showing up anywhere anymore. So the media asked Karine Jean-Pierre about this, and her response is pretty much exactly what you would expect in clip 17.
Israel could be under attack any moment from Iran. U.S. troops in Iraq were injured yesterday. Why have we not heard directly from President Biden this week? We know he met with his team yesterday. Yep. We know today's VP Harris's big day, but he's still the president. Where is he?
Well, here's the thing. You have seen the president. He has been very clear about making sure that we continue to try to de-escalate tensions. We just put out two readouts today, a readout yesterday, and our focus right now is to make sure that we continue to try to de-escalate tensions here, and that's what the president has been doing.
So here's what's really going on. Now, I don't know the state of Joe Biden's health as far as, is he really in his last days? Is his cognitive mental decline so bad now that they can't even put him out there? Is his physical decline so bad that now that he just physically can't hack it anymore? Or is he just so bitter that he just had a coup ran against him, that the Democrats just ran a coup against him, that he's just saying, hey, F you, I'm gone. I ain't doing crap. Joe, we need you out there. Joe, we need you on the front lines. Joe, we need you to address this. Joe, we need you to help Democrats gain momentum. Joe, we need you to govern. Joe, we need you to make some moves to help Democrats with 90 days left to the election. And Joe just says, nah. No thanks. You don't want me? I'm gone. I'm out. I'm checking out. So, good luck. But you clearly don't need me, don't want me, so I'm done. Have fun. Have fun with Kamala. Bye. I'm done. See ya. Which tells you how badly Joe Biden really wanted to be the president to begin with, doesn't it? So what is with the Disappearing Act of Joe Biden? And how is this not a bigger story? How is this not? I mean, you can go to any news website you want right now. How many headlines will you see about the disappearing president? You think it's on Drudge? You think it's on Fox? You think it's on CNN? You think it's on MSNBC? You think it's anywhere? No, nobody's covering this. Why is that? Why is this not a bigger story? The disappearing president, the missing in action president, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk to the media. He doesn't do press conferences. He doesn't address the nation. Soldiers were wounded in a strike on a foreign base. And Joe Biden doesn't even address the nation. He's either completely checked out as a personal choice, as a middle finger to the coup that the Democrats ran against him, or he's just so physically and mentally done that he just can't. He just can't be seen in public anymore. So there's a headline from July. Seen and unseen, is the absence of Biden concerning? Okay, we found one. Hey, good job, guys. July 22nd. Way to go. We got one from Fox News. Should be a bigger story. Kind of a big deal. Who's the president? Who's running the country? What is Joe Biden doing? But I think there's obviously some riff here. It's probably a combination of that they lied and covered up for Joe Biden's decline. And I do believe Joe Biden has just given up. He doesn't even try to fake it anymore. They ran a coup against him. They kicked him out of the race. So he's just saying, F you, I'm done. I'm not doing anything. And wipe my ass. But then he did pop up out of nowhere for a CBS interview. I don't know when this aired. But remember what Jamie Raskin just said about how the Democrats will make sure Trump can't take office even if he wins the election. It's a party of democracy. Trump wins the election, they'll stop him on January 6th, ironically enough. Here's what Joe Biden said. Something similar. Clip 26.
That there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025.
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
Oh.
He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're elected. They're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right?
Poll watching. Guys, look at a date on that. Was that from this Sunday? So that got posted August 7th. That was from CBS Sunday morning. So they recorded that Sunday. And I think Joe Biden's been seen once since then. Play that again, guy. How long? Play that again. This is very important. Play it again.
That there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025.
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all.
So there he...
I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath.
Didn't say that.
There'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes.
Poll watchers.
Elected, they're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right?
Poll watchers. It's called poll watchers. Very normal. Democrats have them, too. So they're just admitting they're going to steal the election is what they're admitting. So they're admitting they're going to steal the election, and if they can't, then they're just going to stop Trump from getting in. They're admitting it. They're not even hiding it.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it,
Well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
For unlimited refugee resettlement. That means, under the Harris-Walz plan, they're going to turn the entire Midwest into Mogadishu. That's their plan. That's their policy. I don't think there's a market for that in the United States of America.
By the way, did you guys see the Mall of Mogadishu? America today? Did you happen to see that? Yeah, big fights broke out. A bunch of teens... A bunch of unruly teens decided to attack police officers and security guards and then start a massive brawl and fight at the Mall of Mogadishu. The Mall of America. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that today. There are videos everywhere. They celebrate it, too. The people filming it are celebrating it as the security guards are getting attacked. And the whole thing turns into scenes of chaos. They're laughing. They're celebrating because, you know, it's their people. So it's good. It's a good thing. All right. What else do we have here? I don't know. Is the Kamala Harris energy going to last? And what is their plan to make it last? Because, again, there's videos like this everywhere. Everywhere. People not buying the Kamala hype, not buying the Kamala lies, like this young lady in clip 10.
When I am president of the United States, I will sign into law the protections for reproductive freedom.
But why not do it now? You are currently in the branch of government that is responsible for writing and passing laws. If you become president, you won't be. So if this was truly about women's reproductive rights and not about holding people hostage for their vote, then you would have already passed it. So the president has already said that he's in favor of this. So why are you holding out? Seems like they're just holding people hostage for their votes.
So you see, this young girl has a political IQ above 40 points. She got caught up in the strainer. See what I'm saying, folks? By the way, that girl's probably pro-choice, and she clearly doesn't have the best grasp of the three branches of government, so that's fine. Maybe her college or high school education failed her. But she's got more than 40 IQ politically, and so she gets it. She's not going to be going to a Harris rally clapping like a seal. Probably not a conservative, probably not a Republican, probably not a Trump voter, but more than 40 IQ politically, so gets it and says, huh, this doesn't make sense. So here's the answer. The Democrats need abortion as an issue. The Democrats need abortion because what else are they going to run on? She says, hey, the Democrats could have already made abortion legal. They could have already signed it into a law. Executive order, whatever. They could have already done it. Why didn't they? Because the Democrats need abortion as an issue, or they have nothing to run on, so they can't get you, a young woman that might be pro-choice, out to vote. They need it as a motivation factor. So this is how the Democrats operate. It's kind of the same thing, but on a different, in a different playing field with the border. The Democrats use open borders as a bargaining chip against Republicans. So they open the borders and they say, all right, Republicans, if you want us to close the borders, you got to give us everything. Everything that we want, and then we'll secure the borders. And then, of course, they don't secure the borders. The Republicans finally figured that out, and so they quit playing these games. But that's what Democrats do. So good for that young lady. She got caught up in this part of the straining process and has a higher political IQ than the rest of the dummies that are still supporting this ticket. So that's where this goes. Now, what is the plan moving forward for Kamala Harris? And I had a couple stories here on my desk about this, and then the crew is talking to me in one of the breaks. So how does Kamala Harris pack an arena in Atlanta a couple weeks ago? She brings out Meg Thee Stallion. How does Kamala Harris pack a venue in Wisconsin today? She brings out Bon Iver. So this is the plan moving forward. And by the way, they're using these individuals. They're using these individuals to try to bring other people in, like kind of like a bribe. Like Kai Cenat, who's a popular streamer, I think on YouTube or Twitch maybe. And they saw the success Trump is having in social media, and they're trying to break into that. But most of these streamers either A, just aren't interested in politics, or B, don't want to go against Trump or go pro-Harris because that'll destroy them. They know better. Maybe they like Trump, maybe they don't. They just know Trump is massively popular, specifically on social media. Democrats are massively unpopular, and so they don't want to do that because it'll hurt their base. Oh, look, he's wearing the camo hat, too. That's hilarious. So that's what the Democrats are doing. So they're getting you performers to bring in the crowd, and then they pretend like it's a Harris event. And I would give my crew, specifically my producer Scott here, credit. He says there'll be a giant, and he even looked at the Taylor Swift schedule. He believes there'll be at least one giant Taylor Swift for Harris concert before it's all said and done. And they'll claim biggest political rally of all time. It's a freaking Taylor Swift concert. And everybody knows Taylor Swift gets 100,000 people at any arena she goes to. And they'll just say, see, they love Kamala. It'll be an interesting play if Taylor does decide to do that. We'll see. I don't know if this has anything to do with this, but apparently she's canceled her tour after terrorist threats. So, I don't know, maybe they're doing the cancellation to clear up her schedule for Kamala. I don't know. But I'd say they'll probably do a big Taylor Swift for Harris concert. And then they'll say, oh my gosh, look at how popular Kamala Harris is. It's all Taylor Swift. Most Taylor Swift, I don't know. I mean, do you know people that like Taylor Swift? I do. I'm sure you do. All the people I know that like Taylor Swift are Trump supporters. So I don't know. I mean, crew, like anybody in the crew, I mean, girlfriends, wives, whatever, like I got friends. I know people that like Taylor Swift. And so they're all Trump supporters. Now, maybe that's just because that's who I hang out with, but I'm just saying It's not like Taylor Swift fans are exclusively leftist liberal Democrats. And again, you look at that young girl we played earlier. Anybody that has a political IQ above 40 points has been strained out of the process at this point. They're realizing what a phony Kamala Harris is. They're realizing Democrat Party policies are crushing the country. But that's their plan, is to bring out Meg Thee Stallion, to bring out Bon Iver, to bring out Taylor Swift, to bring out Eminem, who knows who else, and then have a Kamala Harris speech. So have a concert of a popular artist and then a Kamala Harris speech and pretend like it's Kamala Harris that's so popular. Now, with the Kai Cenat situation, I think there's something a little more interesting going on. And I'm speculating here based off of what he says or doesn't say, maybe, in his stream, where he talks about how he's getting approached by the Kamala Harris campaign and they want him to endorse her or to help in the campaign. And it sounds like to me, and he doesn't want to say it, and probably smart for him not to. It sounds like to me, and I'm speculating based off of what he says in his stream where he announces this, but it's like, I'm not doing it. I don't know politics. I'm not going to do this. It sounds like to me, the Democrats are using Meg Thee Stallion to lure in popular streamers like Kai Cenat. Now, that's speculation. And I don't want to go too far down this road, but do you hear what I'm saying? Now, it might not be Meg Thee Stallion. We do know it was a woman. We do know it was an attractive woman that he said, it's a beautiful woman that he's been trying to go on a date with for a long time, that's trying to lure him into the Harris campaign. Maybe, you know, shaking the tail feather a little bit. Like, hey, you know, join the campaign. We really need you. You know, maybe we finally have that date. Are you catching what I'm putting down here? Now, I'm speculating it's Meg Thee Stallion, given what we've seen and her popularity. And him basically alluding to, I've been chasing this girl, trying to get her, you know, on a date and whatever for years, and now she's saying, hey, we need you on the campaign. Can you do an event, do an endorsement of Harris? And he's like, I won't even sell out for the WAP. But do you get what I'm putting down here, folks? Are the Democrats trying to lure in black male streamers to endorse Kamala Harris with women? It's basically the Kamala Harris strategy of getting into politics.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.